And welcome back to a very special This Week on Channel 9. We are actually live directly from West Coast Customs. Well, not live. We're recording live.
Yes.
I should say, from West Coast Customs. We're in a conference room. You can kind of see the background there. And then we have these epic work shirts. So, I don't know if you want to... Yeah, the West Coast Customs and the Microsoft.
Microsoft Custom.
Yeah, and there's Bill Steele, who's working on a bunch of stuff, and he just likes running around. Yeah, that's wonderful. All right, so let's get right into the news. We're not going to talk. We've already talked about it, but the Skype deal did finish.
Yes. Go
through, and there's lots of stuff for developers. We've already covered it, and one of them is the Skype voice changer.
Yes.
Which we had talked about before. So people are looking for code examples how to do sound effects, and we're actually looking to use it for one of our projects.
Yes, yes, and that will be talked about shortly.
Oh, good times. But other stuff, let's get into this.
Double friend of the show.
Double friend of the show, which is why we're covering them,
yeah.
Really. So Tim Huckabee and Scott Hanselman talking about NuGet.
NuGet. For those that don't know about NuGet, even though we've talked about it like 800 times, NuGet allows you to basically do quick references to get packages and auto-updates, all that good stuff.
And it's smart about its own references. It has its own deployment.
Yep.
So if you need to update libraries, you need to find out cool, reusable open-source projects, do it. We NuGetify a lot of our stuff on Coding for Fun.
The Coding for Fun Connect toolkit is on there. The phone toolkit's on there. Any other toolkits will get on there as well, so good times.
Lots of good stuff. So another switching subject, if you will, this is kind of like a recap on stuff for Visual Studio 11, specifically the Team Foundation server, going through some of the features that folks maybe haven't seen, the product backlog, for example, being able to actually see what bugs are in the backlog and working through.
Yes.
And then the introduction of Teams. What a novel concept, Teams.
I hate Teams.
People.
This is like Brian Keller's bread and butter. I guarantee he's like excellent.
Yes. So the point is, when you're working on a project, you can actually assign the team stuff people to a specific team.
Yes.
So it's the logical unit of people, if you will. And then another really cool feature is the search everywhere. So you want to talk about this?
So yes, they announced this at Build. It's in BS, you know how there's like 80 different places where you could search, and each search acts slightly differently. In BS 2011 now, in the upper right hand in your code window, there's a search box, and I mean that just makes your life so much easier. You just go there, boom, just type, and it works.
So the idea is, like, even though it's in the Solution Explorer, you can search for a class name.
Yeah.
And actually get, like, references to the classes that are referenced in there. So, lots of cool stuff.
That's
definitely
cool stuff.
A feature to play with.
What's up next now is additional guidance for porting iPhone and Android apps to Windows Phone. And there's also guidance on how to do SQLite to SQL Server. So just basically different ways to help make your life easier to move if you choose to port your app over.
I'd love to hear from developers that are actually doing this, and you know, is this good guidance or are there like areas that we're missing? So definitely give these guys feedback.
Yeah, and we always like taking in that feedback and passing it back. So it's the only way we'll create better stuff.
Yeah, and I think the other key thing is this is written for Mango, too.
Yes.
So, or updated, I should say, for Mango. So, Windows Phone Toolkit. We use the Windows Phone Toolkit in a lot of our apps and demos, and, you know, there's progress bar code, there's other examples.
Yes.
In there, I'm trying to think off the top of my head, different controls that we reuse.
They just had the Tile Hub, a bunch of other cool stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a really useful tool. But I think next to the official Microsoft tools, the Justin Engel, when he did all the statistics, I think Silverlight Toolkit was the number one non-built-in toolkit.
Oh, there you go. A free ebook is available. So the idea is you want to walk through, you know, not just the seeing maybe just the class metadata, but you actually want to see examples, maybe best practice usage for these controls. So definitely check that out. Now, Hadoop. Hadoop is pretty popular. In fact, there's
a Street Fighter when I hear that.
Hadoop?
Yeah.
Is there a Street Fighter named Hadoop?
No, the writing.
Oh, you think... Shoryuken?
Yeah, to me, that's what this, the noise sounds like.
Okay, that's weird. So the idea here is we actually announced that we're going to be supporting Hadoop, and this is SQL Denali, and there's a bunch of stuff around big data. But people who maybe aren't familiar with Hadoop, it does MapReduce. It basically allows you to do computation on really, really large file sets. And there's different ways to query this. For example, like you can use Pig, which is a higher level language. Yeah, exactly. That lets you do SQL-like calling. And actually,
and
here's a
so here's the next thing. It's all about, you know, if you don't know about Hadoop, this is the place to go.
Yeah, Zookeeper is another one, which basically does the how I coordinate a bunch of stuff. But this is the this link is probably okay. So now we know what Hadoop is. Here are all the projects using it. People are familiar with. I think it's Facebook does Cassandra, which is based on this, and a bunch of other Hadoop services.
Yep.
So people that need big data have always been asking for Hadoop. So this is definitely cool stuff.
Big data.
Big data.
And Channel 9 highlight, this is .NET 4.5, Eric St. John with Charles, reducing reboots during the framework install.
Which is kind of a challenging thing if you think about, like, what are the things to do? And I know people have always been complaining about this, where it's Visual Studio, you install a version of Visual Studio, it actually requires the reboot and all the dependencies, and then why... Charles just asked the, you know, why are there reboots questions and all that good stuff. So
yeah, I mean, it's an interesting watch. It's going to be like 2 hours long because it's a Charles interview, but it's very, very interesting.
That's cute. Oh, you saw poor Charles. Gray Matt, Andrew Duffy, running
yes.
the show. So does the Fez Fighter .NET Gadgeteer unboxing?
Yes, he sent me an email kind of taunting me because I don't have one yet. And I'm extremely jealous.
Maybe we should send him a video that we're at West Coast Customs building a custom car. maybe that seems like the logical response.
But yeah, for those who don't know what the .NET Gadgeteer is, it is basically, I call it paint by numbers for electronics.
You don't know what paint by numbers is. How about Legos, where you can just snap in, you know, connector A goes into part A.
Well, Legos, almost any part goes into any part. This is, like, paint by numbers, you have sensors that can go into certain ports. So it's not any sensor can go into any port.
It's A to A. It'll tell you. It's very easily marked. You don't have to do wiring diagrams or breadboards or any of that other stuff.
Yes. So this is the Fez Spider board. So it's one of potentially more .NET Gadgeteers by Fez. If you want one, go to tinyclr.com and you can buy one from there.
Cool. Very cool stuff. Robert Green, friend of the show, talks about the Visual Studio Start Page. So one of the things people don't realize, Visual Studio Start Page is actually a XAML app. So it's totally customizable. You can put as many gratuitous animations and anything you want in there. Sure, you can customize RSS feed, you can customize what things to have in there.
Yeah,
but
everyone just puts Channel 9 on there, right?
No? Yeah, I automatically load videos on there and have... but you can really do almost anything with it, and the point is, you know, it's one of those things we kind of take for granted, but I'd love it. Actually, some people had just pre-canned really cool start pages that we could take and then reuse.
So it would be kind of like Visual Studio themes for a bunch of people have that. Think about it, $1 million idea.
I'm just saying, like,
boom.
It could even imagine it being like just a dashboard of like TFS or something. Or,
I 100% agree.
I love it when he kisses my ass. Great. Wonderful. Which brings us to Build Flashback. So, friend of the show, Wes and Phil. Phil is a performance guy, and he actually hates when we call him that. But, they go through
performance.
And we did a Channel 9 Live interview with him, and Phil said the one thing he asked me not to do is mention him as a performance guy, so I figured I'd better mention that. So, the point here is, you're a Visual Studio user, you're probably not using a bunch of keyboard shortcuts or features that you may or may not know about. So, is it Control-K-X for snippets?
I don't know, that's a good question.
Control
watch this.
Alt dot to bring up, like, say you're doing inline refactoring. Yep. Control alt dot to bring up that context menu.
Control space, control shift space for IntelliSense. There's just tons and tons of crazy key shortcuts. Just even snippets in general. You type the keyword for, hit tab.
4R, yeah.
There's just so many cool little things to make your life faster. I just remember watching Dan code, I think it was about a year ago, and I'm like, wait, stop. What did you just do? And it was
are
like,
you using ReSharper? What version of ReSharper are you using? I'm like, it's not ReSharper.
I'm sorry, I like ReSharper.
No, it's funny because people don't know those features exist and don't necessarily use them.
Well, some of the features were added after ReSharper had them.
I'm not arguing this with you.
Okay.
All right, so there's Wes and Phil, and definitely a must-see. So, Pixel of the Week! So, this is very cool. It's basically, what it does is reuses the A4.NET framework, and it does a multi-part sequencing and taking apart of an image and see if you can see it, where it does the original card, does some grayscaling, edge detection, actually extracts what thing it is, but basically it allows you to read cards that are placed down, so it actually can do the just using still images from a real-time webcam feed. So this is ever so epic. So you tie this up with some of the other things that we've talked about years before about the automated poker playing machine. And
well, I'm just thinking like you have a little webcam behind those people when you're playing poker and they do a little lift.
Well, I mean, even just for yourself to imagine if you like had the camera and, you know, there's just basically a thing that beeps whether it does all the logical things based on the cards that are up and based on everything else. Here is your probability of winning.
Yeah,
so like how many possible combinations are there of cards that can beat your cards? As the classic example. So,
then the system needs to know what your two cards are.
Yeah, it needs to know what your two cards are.
Well, you said in your ear, so I just assumed you're cheating.
Oh, yeah, of course. I don't know if I made that clear. In my example, there's definite jail time. So, moving along to your pick of the week.
Okay, so my pick of the week is how to make your apps a bit prettier, as Jeff is messing with my laptop for some reason.
That's great. That's not distracting at all.
So this is all about just getting nice tile backgrounds to just help boost your app to make it look nicer. It's not much more to it. Right now they have 88, and they're...
And you can submit a pattern.
Ooh.
Yes. And they all tile.
I know. So it's just one of those little things that adds a nice little subtle touch to your app to get to help make it pop.
Cool. Alright, well, whoa. So that's our show. So, thanks again, everyone.
Cool. Thanks.